This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website. Help support the show. Some of you are sitting there thinking that, you know, with all these sponsors we have, we make money hands over fist. They're not all our sponsors. And if you want to keep the show sounding good, looking good, and able for us to replace equipment and stuff, we always need your help. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I don't get the money he gets. I'd like to get 10% of the money he gets. That would be, like, really cool, but that's not going to happen. Not for a while. Anyway, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch Live, Listen Live, take the poll. But you can also, there's a button there that you can donate with, whether it's $5, $10, $20 a month, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. If you want to do a one-time donation of, like, $5,000, I don't know. I will come to the house and clean for one day or something, whatever. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, lots going on. Check out the stories on the website. In the next week, the apps for Apple and the Android should be totally done. Right now they're up there, not fully functional. Found some bugs in them, but we're cleaning them up. So I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to get crazy. But we'll be pushing those out a little bit more over the next few days. All right. You know, everybody's screaming about what's going on with Epstein and the autopsy, right? Everybody's so surprised by the autopsy. And all I got to ask you is, are you brain dead? Weren't you not alive during the time of the Clintons? Weren't you not alive with all those people that seemed to disappear? You know what I mean? It's amazing to me that people don't really understand, they don't recognize, they don't remember what that's all like. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being involved and being engaged. And I do mean that sincerely. The Jeffrey Epstein's, what do they call that thing? Autopsy. There you go. I knew I'd get it eventually. All right, so in his autopsy, the report shows that he had a broken neck. I mean, can you imagine? He had a broken neck. Now, I don't know why everybody was so surprised about that. Did they really think all this was done? He did this on his own. I mean, there are so many, they calling them abnormalities. I'm not calling them. What are you talking about, a mafia hit or a government hit? There's no abnormalities here. This is perfect. Over well. An autopsy of the financier Jeffrey Epstein, who died in a quote-unquote suicide while awaiting trial, found his neck had been broken in several places. Now, such injuries can occur to people who hang themselves or who are strangled. Epstein was found dead in his jail cell in New York City on Saturday. The circumstances of the multimillionaire's death are still under investigation. Now, one of the two law enforcement sources familiar with the Epstein case said that there was no evidence or suggestion of foul play. Right. Right. You know, why don't we have the camera video? Where are the two guards that were supposed to be watching over him? right? Why is it the claims that some of the men, some of the imprisoned men down the end of the hall were hearing him making noise like he was struggling and screaming? In all forensic investigations, all information must be synthesized to determine the cause and manner of death. That's according to Barbara Sampson, the New York City's chief medical examiner. Everything must be consistent. No single finding can be evaluated in a vacuum. Epstein's broken neck was reported earlier by the Washington Post. Now, the FBI, or the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which runs the Metropolitan Correction Center in Lower Manhattan, said that there had not been an inmate suicide there since 2006. The Bergen County Medical Examiner, I can't even pronounce this name. Last name's HUA. In New Jersey, said the neck fracture was atypical in a suicide, but warned that we shouldn't be jumping to conclusions. It's unusual to have a neck fracture, he said, but the first question to address is, when did it occur? If Epstein's neck fractured was fresh, then at a minimum, it's a very unusual suicide. A sort of Clinton-esque, if you would. Epstein, 66, who once counted Republican President Donald Trump and Democrat former President Bill Clinton as friends, was found unresponsive in his cell. Now, I find that interesting. I find it interesting that they're putting Donald Trump first. That's the only one they keep calling out on a regular basis. When the reality is, if you put them in order of how often they saw each other, you'd probably have 300 people in front of Donald Trump. And Billy Clinton was his best friend. Now, Mark Epstein, who is Jeffrey Epstein's brother, said in an interview on Thursday he had last seen his brother in the morgue on Sunday. Now, Epstein pleaded not guilty in July to charges of sex trafficking. Now, this involved dozens of underage girls. I hope these girls have the guts. I hope there's people supporting these young ladies. I hope they're still young, I'm sure. To come forward and really talk about what went down. Really talk about what he did and the people around him. And I don't care who they are. If it's Trump, it's Trump. And he goes down too. Right? But I mean everybody. I don't care who it is. The financier had been on suicide watch, but somehow got taken off prior to his death. Epstein was alone in the cell when he was found hanging there. Lawyers for Epstein did not respond to requests or comment. I mean, this is just, I mean, and Barr is livid. He's beside himself. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Happy music! Come on. We need happy music, right? And Earth, the Wind, and Fire is always happy music. I don't care who you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Always want you part of the conversation. You want to get involved, and you want to get... That's how you get information, right? To get involved and get engaged. Okay, look, head up to the website, all right? Because there's a lot of things going on there, including a store, right? And in the store, you can do a number of things. I have new T-shirts. God, the tongue and the lips aren't working together. I have new T-shirts available, okay? And one of the shirts is Russia Made Me Do It. Comes in red with white print and black with white print, right? Get one. I'm telling you, it's not a MAGA shirt. They're not going to beat you up about it. They're going to laugh. They're going to giggle. It might open up some conversation. I was wearing my red one all over the place, and people were smirking and grinning and laughing and all kinds of stuff. Any way you can open conversation without just sticking your finger in somebody's face, because that worked so well. We talked about Epstein's autopsy report. You know, everybody's talking about how many more questions it opens. I don't know. If you really thought this was a clean scenario, then I guess it would open a lot of questions for you. But when you're tainted towards stuff like this, like I am, I'm not surprised. Not at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bill Barr, though, is not having any of it. He is like beside himself with this, and for a lot of reasons. You know, the man's got integrity. And this is his department. And I love the Dems, you know. This is under Trump's watch. This is Trump's DOJ. What do they got to hide? Nothing. What did your buddy have to hide? And you know who I'm talking about. He said there's going to be a criminal investigation, or there is a criminal investigation going on right now. And investigations, for the main case, any investigation going on right now, they're going to be going after all the co-conspirators. All the people that were involved in having sex with those young girls, going out to the island, knowing what they were going out to do. Real piece of work. You know, Barr's agency oversees the Bureau of Prisons, true. And he's got a double investigation. I love this. He's got a double investigation because not only does he have the FBI looking into it, but he's got the IG looking into it also. Right? He's reassigned a jail warden temporarily while he investigates. I wonder how many of these guys we're going to find suicided. Yeah, well, you know, somebody said in the chat room, I was thinking about that. Maybe somebody broke Epstein's neck before he hung himself so it wouldn't hurt so much. What do you think? The Bureau said 20 of its inmates, including those under home confinement or in halfway houses, committed suicide in the 10 months ending in July. 109 committed suicide in the previous 5 fiscal years. It also said that its suicide rate is lower than that for the overall U.S. population. Trying to make it, hey, everything's cool. We're doing good. at the MCC, two jail guards are required to make separate checks on all prisoners every 30 minutes, but that procedure was not followed in this case. Why not? Why in this case? Come on. Do we really have to do this? Separately, a team at the jail on Wednesday began an after-action review, which is normally triggered by significant events such as prominent inmates' deaths or a person familiar with the matter who said, hey, you just never know what might have happened. Really? No kidding? Wow. I'm glad somebody close to the event had to tell us that. What do you think? I love it. It's just interesting that this stuff goes on. And they really think that people don't know what to... Look, if you really believe that, oh, no, he just committed suicide all by himself, and it was not... My God, go back to watching Mr. Rogers. Get away from the news and stay with Mr. Rogers. You know what I'm saying? There's one site that actually has pictures. They got pictures of the x-rays. And you can see where his neck is broken, clearly. And I don't know why, again, I don't know why this is such a surprise or shock to some. Right? I mean, when your neck, and which is really weird, because it's a fast and painless death. I would imagine the people really, really hated him, did not want him to die that fast. Just saying. I'm not wishing that on him. Hey, did you catch the president's speech tonight? Anybody get his rally just before the show started? I mean, I was listening to him earlier. I was like, wow, this is good. Calling people out the way he did. You know, I mean, when he really just started, he really went after these people hard. I loved it. And, you know, Trump came out with, I love this, with some of his key phrases this evening. Whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me. And he's talking about, I am the difference between socialism and communism and capitalism and true Americanism. And he's right. We will go down the road of socialism so fast, people can be walking around going, what happened? Matter of fact, what's funny is the old-timers that came from countries that were totally socialist, totally communist, are really concerned at the way that we're headed. Right? Trump's opponents, those people like part of MSNBC and so on, Donnie, have been trying to shame Americans into voting against their economic interests, against Trump, because he's a racist and a sociopath. Right. By the way, I'm going to deviate this for a second because I'm watching this stuff happen over and over and over again. And this is so fun. If you want to see the real, the true ignorance of the left, if you're a Democrat, explain to me. I would love for you to explain to me. Come up with a decent argument as to what you could have done differently in Philadelphia. What kind of gun laws would have kept those guys from having guns? Really, seriously. Because you can't have guns in Chicago. Look at how that's working out. Right? Same thing in Baltimore. Look how that's working out. And now the Democrats are going railing on the Second Amendment from city to city to city. And you go, come on. Are you guys really, if you're that brain dead, maybe you shouldn't be in office. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Because that's, to think that the Second Amendment, if you change the Second Amendment, would have stopped that from happening in Philadelphia, you're out of your mind. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, what the hell have you just done?
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution. Part of the, you know, as I said, solution. Be part of the solution. Learn what the problem is. Learn how to work through it. Learn how to help people work through it and be part of the solution. Head up to the website if you want to be part of this solution. Keep this solution going. And go ahead and click on the donate button. Give me $5, $10, $15, $20, or $5,000. I don't care what you give me, but give me something. Show me that you care. Show me a little love, as they say. Also, we've got shirts and coffee cups and all kinds of fun stuff for sale. We were talking about a little bit about Trump's speech anyhow. And I always love some of the terms that he uses. I always love there's no filter. And I like that. There's no filter. I know some people it makes crazy, but it doesn't make me crazy. But you know that they're going to come after him. MSNBC, even people on our side are going to come after him. Because they don't like some of the things he said. You know, you're talking about New Hampshire. Some real down-to-earth people. You know, shortly after Trump referenced the state's live free or die motto, the crowd went into chanting USA, which is great. He also made comment that he believes the AIDS epidemic will be gone and eradicated within 10 years. It really shouldn't be that hard to do. These pharmaceutical companies, they make lots of money treating it, a lot more money than curing it, right? Trump also says that America will never be a socialist nation. He says a vote for any Democrat is a vote for the rise and radical socialism and the destruction of this country. Destruction of the American dream. And he's right. Under socialism, you don't do what you want to do. It doesn't happen that way. Trump says America has the most powerful nuclear capability, and he hopes that we never have to use it. Right? I mean, and it would be really nice to be able to plant a flag, the Stars and Stripes, on Mars. I know some of you think we've never been to the moon, and we've never been here, and we've never been there, but, you know, you deal with it. That's not for this moment. He also blasted the radical pro-abortion Democrats for believing. Now, I would have gone down the same road, although I probably would have been a little more real about it, because they are. But he beat on them for believing in ripping babies straight from the mother's womb, right until the moment of birth. He hit Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, too, for supporting these kind of things. He called it, I missed it earlier, which is great. He calls it executing babies as they are born. He's right. No question about it. They're being punished, shot, and killed for something they didn't do. Trump says all Democrats want to do is give illegal immigrants free welfare, while Republicans believe it should be reserved for the needy. Trump now speaks about needing an immigration system that puts American workers and families first. He's right. Trump says Democrats must support voter ID laws. You need to protect the integrity of the elections. If they're all about votes being counted, this should not be a big deal. Right? I'd like to see us go, you know, I was thinking the other day and hearing about some of the new security issues put in place at some of the schools across the country. Why not go down one time? Just go down and register to vote one time. Okay? And do a thumbprint scan. It'd be so simple. Then when you go out to vote, you put your thumb on the thing, and it checks to make sure you are the person you say you are. That's it. One time. Don't have to do it again. No, no, no. Then they couldn't get the people they want to vote to vote. Trump said China needs to criminalize the production of fentanyl. He said Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We do mind crime. You know, you would think along, I can't believe that Nancy Pelosi, without asking people the Border Patrol, she stated that 90% of all the drugs come through checkpoints, right? Now, I want you to think about this mindset. Give this some thought. This is how these people think. First of all, Philadelphia would have never happened if we either didn't have the Second Amendment or we had stronger gun laws. Let that sink in for a second. Two criminals making millions of dollars selling drugs. If we didn't have a Second Amendment or we made them go tougher background checks, these guys, I'm sure, would never have bought a gun because it would have been against the law. Let that sink in for a minute. So Corey said earlier, and it's so true, I'm sure if these guys had known about the law or cared, you know, they would have gone ahead, they would have bought the guns at a legitimate store, they would have gone through a background check, all of that stuff, right? That would have stopped this crime from happening. That's truly what they believe. It's a sick, sick way of thinking it. Crowd chants, build a wall after Trump speaks about the opioid crisis. You know, that's the other thing that the Dems don't give a whole bunch of thought to. 90% of the drugs do not come through checkpoints. 90% of the drugs found, taken, are taken at the checkpoint. The rest of that stuff is coming right over the border. The open borders. Right? Trump speaks about the opioid crisis. He said the ads that will warn children about the dangers of drugs, it's easy if they never start. He said, if we can keep them from starting, then we don't have to fight it later on. And he's so right. It's not fake news. It's not fake words. It's not unreal words. Right? He said it's not the guns that pull the trigger. It's the people holding the guns. It's true. God forbid. I mean, you can't bring logic to these meetings. They can't handle it. Right? And then he went down the wrong path. He went down a path that makes the libs nuts when it comes to guns and such. He says we're going to have a serious consideration for building new mental institutions. He said, we'll be taking mentally deranged and dangerous people off the street. Well, God bless. About time. Get them the help that they need. He said, we're working so hard on advertising and promotions to tell young kids and children how bad drugs are, how dangerous they are, how horrible they are, how they destroy your brain. Just really bad. And they're going to be hard-hitting, in-your-face ads. Now, based on what he said in the past, I'd have to believe that. Right? Again, I mean, the more and more... His comments were all common-sense comments. Right? He hammered on the America First theme. Right? I mean, truly, he is right when he says, because we weren't doing America first, there were so many Americans we were ignoring. So many Americans we weren't paying attention to. You know, homeless, your vets, your kids. right? We still have kids that need medical care. We have people that need medical care. But in California, we're spending most of that money welcoming the illegals in. It's just mind-boggling. He said, globalism enriches foreign countries at our expense. He said, I'm the president of the United States of America, not the president of the world. In other words, I don't care about what they're doing. I care about what we're doing. I care about making us stronger. I care about making us better. We're now no longer dependent on the Saudis for oil. We could pull it off on our own. But that didn't happen under Obama. Obama hated fossil fuels, hated them. He says, so long as he is president, America will never bow to foreign nations. We've been doing that for years, and he's right, we have been. Obama saw us as a subservient nation, of a substandard nation for that matter. That we were the bane of most countries in their woes. The things that were going on there. My local congresswoman, a Democrat who goes out there and basically, she's out in third world nations. She basically says, you know, what we've done to these people, it's our fault that they're living like they're living. We need to beef up the programs. Is that all the Democrats know how to do? Is beef up giving away your money and my money? Beef up making people dependent on the government dollars? I'm just asking. I'm not so sure. He says globalism enriches foreign countries at our expense. We're the ones that always get beat on it. And he's right. Look, my school district is... It's not like it's an affluent area, but it's not. They're not hurting dollar-wise. And I'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, you got to come back. I want you to come back. Don't make me come to your house. We'll be back in a minute.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I want to get one of those cameras that goes back and forth really fast. You know, just like a bad 70s movie. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Listen. For those of you who missed Unplanned, I know most of you listening to the show are on the same page as me when it comes to abortion, sanctity of life, and that kind of stuff. Right? But if you're missing Unplanned, it is not a gory movie. You need to see it. Really, seriously, it will change. Even if you think you're pro-life, you see that movie, they won't be able to shake you from pro-life. I don't care what they do to you. And maybe I'll bring on people involved in that movie again. But if you're on Facebook, and you go to my Facebook page, scroll down a little bit on the page. As a matter of fact, because Facebook is... done so many terrible things to us. It's the Joe. You just go looking for. I think it's at Joe Messina Show. Okay, or the real side. You'll find it either way, I think. And go look at it there and order one of the videos. Show it to your friends. Have an unplanned party. Get it? Unplanned party. Right. Invite them over for dinner. Go. Oh, dinner? I meant hot dogs. By the way, we have a movie. That's the way to do it. But help support. We need to support our people. We, the generic we conservatives, we stink at supporting our people. We stink at helping our people, unless they're the biggies. And they totally rely on numbers. You know, Candace Owens and those people, they totally rely on numbers. If they got 3 million followers, if 1% donate a buck each, they're not doing bad. You know what I mean? And that's what they rely on. Guys like me, you know, Tammy and I were talking about this the other time. We were probably among the first handful to be yanked by Facebook and Twitter and others. Goes way back. I didn't want to do Facebook. I never wanted anything to do with Facebook. But hey, they told me I had to, so I did. I followed orders. And now look. So I was talking about how the government works with this, with some of this stuff, right? And how bad the inner city and other places get it. And how bad, you know, it is when you talk about taking care of our own. And my school district area, and I'm varying a little bit from the story for a reason, but my school district, it's not a very, we're not poor by any stretch of the imagination. There are areas that are poor, but we're not poor by any stretch of the imagination. And yet, it's hard for us to get money from the state because we have tax ratio. We've got the money. So our kids don't get the money they should get or could get or, you know, part of the pie, if you would. So it's just always, it's always amazing to me when you talk about equality, you talk about doing it right and all of that. But even so, with that money, we still get our kids educated. Right? I mean, it's that simple. We still get our kids educated. And when, you know, Trump talking about globalism and all this other stuff, we really have to give some thought to this. So Trump rips Obama and Sleepy Joe for backing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He said he was happy to withdraw the U.S. from the job-killing catastrophe. He also ripped politicians who shipped away jobs, right, by shedding our sovereignty, surrendered our dignity, saddled our nation in one foreign debacle after another. And he's not just talking about the wars. Look how long we let China go and steal our technology, overcharge us on their own tariffs. Really, we let them get away with murder for years. And he stepped up and said, wait a minute, this ain't right. We're going to stop doing this now. Let me see. He also said that his campaign is fueled by small dollar donations, which makes his campaign different from the other Republican campaigns. He says nobody took it worse than New England when it came to NAFTA. Very, very bad trade deal. I agree with him. You know, when you look at it, you look at the money. You know, when you have things like that, when you have, I don't know how to say it, when you have locals that depend on the trucking and manufacturing world, and then you make a deal like NAFTA, we were held to higher standards with our equipment, with our trucks, with our safety, all of that. So we were held to a higher standard. Why? How is that fair and honest? How's that equal? Really? Trump says that poll numbers in Iowa are going up because Democrats are campaigning there. Whenever they go, our numbers go up. they're like the voter registration team for Trump. Really, seriously, I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, I know you're a devout socialist, but some of these people, right? And he said, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right when it comes to what we have out there, who's fighting who for what. He felt the same way I did, but she's not going to get any traction, which is Tulsi Gabbard. She's got, you know, she has got what it takes to pull the moderates over, but she's not going to get any traction. Thank God. He said, wherever they go, our numbers go up because the far-left Democrats that are running for president really are showing middle America what they would do to this country. You know, really, seriously, most Democrats think that the majority of this country is made up of these, you know, East Coast, West Coast elites, and that's how they all think. Matter of fact, they probably think a lot of people living in the middle of the country are just dumb, stupid, Bible-thumping white people. Some of you will get that joke. Trump credits Rona McDaniel for helping him win Michigan when Democrats thought it would be impossible. He says he should have won New Hampshire, too, but it was just taken away. That's not your fault. He said the MAGA movement is built on love, not hate. People who love the flag, people who love freedom, people who love the country. He says they are united by the belief that the nation must first protect its own citizens. Man, I don't know why that's so hard to sell to the left. Can somebody enlighten me on that? Because I don't have a clue. I don't get it. You have to take care of your own first. Funny, I was watching this is like decades ago. And my uncle was sitting in the room. We were watching a movie, a black and white movie. And I noticed in the movie that a lot of times that the old folks ate first. And I said, you know, that's kind of weird. How come the old folks eat first? How come Dad always got to eat first? You know, being a stereotypical turd little kid or whatever, however old I was. My uncle said, well, think about it. Dad's the breadwinner. He's bringing in the money. If he doesn't eat, if he doesn't get some nourishment, if he doesn't, how's he going to work hard? How's he going to work to bring in the money? And I thought, wow, okay, so you're taking care of the breadwinner first so that everybody else can partake of and benefit from what the breadwinner brings home. That makes sense. Shouldn't that be the same thing here? Take care of our own first. Let's feed our own first. Let's make sure our own families can survive first. I've known for years, I've watched movies, I've seen documentaries, I've read about the poor people living along the Appalachian Trail. And now a lot of them are there, they don't trust the government, there's a lot of things, you know, but they live in major league poverty. Why are we helping them? Why aren't we working on them first? Do what we can to take care of them. I'm not saying you ignore the whole world, but how about we get some of our own stuff in order first? Without sticking it to the American people all the time. Listen, Americans, we are the most generous country on the planet. We will go help any country anywhere that's in trouble. I think we need to help ourselves first. We need to get ourselves squared away first. And then we'll go help everybody again, just like we always did. That's where we're missing it. We've got veterans that are dying every day. We've got kids that are going to bed hungry. They shouldn't. We've got a homeless problem that we shouldn't have. A mental problem that we shouldn't have. You know, mental health issues. And yet we're sending a gabillion dollars overseas to help other countries. You know, my congressperson is telling us how much we should keep helping other countries and voted against getting beds for those kids that come up over the border. We try to get them off the floor, right? Trump whacks the left for tearing America apart, vilifying anyone who disagrees with them. He says the radical Democrats slander our law enforcement heroes and claim the Border Patrol is running concentration camps. These are Americans. These are Americans that put their lives in harm's way, not just to take care of those families that come over the border, but to try to keep drugs out of here, to try to keep sex trafficking out of here, sex slaves. They're just, I don't know. I don't know if they're ignorant. I don't know if they're just majorly dishonest. I don't know why they do what they do. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. If your station is moving on and not carrying the next hour of the show, you can grab it online, therealside.com. If that doesn't work for you, find it at your local station. Otherwise, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. For the rest of you, we'll be back the next hour. We're going to talk about how you get true and proper health care. You listen to The Real Side.